Oh my goodness, hello.
Hi.
Oh, welcome back to the show.
Yeah.
So lovely to have you. As
always. Always.
Every single time. There's not a time that we do an episode that I'm like, oh God, I wish they weren't here.
No.
I've never thought that.
If anything, you're not close enough to us.
That's true.
Because again, like Gaga, we live for the applause.
It's true. I, you know, don't invite anyone into our home, but...
No, it's not fit for visitors. I'll say that.
That's for sure. But hopefully one day soon you can come and applause us at a live show. That'd be cool. Keep those emails coming, demanding. Email your local iHeartRadio representative and insist.
Your local rep.
Yeah. They got them in every...
They might, honestly.
Every district. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Well, we got a fun one today.
Yeah.
It's not, woof, fun's the wrong word.
I don't know. Yeah, that's the word I would have used.
We're going to have fun.
We're going to have fun with it.
Yeah.
As usual.
We researched this episode several months ago.
Yeah.
And took our time with it because it wasn't time yet, but it's time now.
Yeah. I'm glad we waited because now there's
new
good
news.
Updates.
Yeah, this is a present day current person. We don't have to go back too far in history to start this guy's life because he is the current king of Thailand.
That's right.
And we're risking our possible visit to Thailand by talking about this because they have such strict lèse majesté laws, which is, of course, you can't talk shit about a leader, a political leader,
mm-hmm.
or you get locked up.
Yeah, he's the king of Thailand is named Maha Wijiralongkorn. And he is a very controversial figure because he has now got two queens. Very unusual. I guess it's been over 100 years since they did anything like that in Thailand. And also, he's just got a playboy lifestyle. It's not his first two marriages.
Right.
Or even his first three. And he's just buck wild. So I just want to talk about King Maha. And yeah, we may very well be endangering a future trip to Thailand. So we're going to get into polygamy, Thai politics, exile to Florida, first cousins, lots more. This guy's crazy.
But before we get into it, I think that we should take a mail call.
Mail!
Awesome.
We had this great letter from Heather Propes. Hi, Heather. She said, hi, thanks for doing an episode on Evelyn Nesbitt. I really enjoyed it. She had such an intriguing life, her beauty, and the tragic circumstances around her. I have an old beloved copy of the drawings of Charles Dana Gibson that my mother gave me. That's the guy who did the Gibson girl look.
Oh, sure.
You know, basically made her famous, kind of. So that's cool. She has some of those drawings. She says, growing up, I loved to look at the drawings and dresses and imagine life as it must have been then. It really was a magical time, and I wish we could all dress that way. Which I have to say, I had a little email exchange with Heather because I wrote back to her and was just like, thanks so much for your letter, you know. And I had to admit, I'm a pajama gal. I like loungewear.
Sure.
But I was like, they did look sharp back in the day. And she wrote back and said, did I say that? Oh, hell no. She was like, I was not thinking straight. But they did look sharp. So I agree with that. But she says she has a speculation station. She says, I sort of wonder if the character Rose in Titanic was inspired by Evelyn Nesbitt.
Oh.
The transatlantic cruise, the overbearing mother,
and of course
the asshole husband.
Oh, sure.
Very true. And we meet Rose years later when she's living in California. What do you think?
I think that's pretty good. Also, you know, and Evelyn Nesbitt definitely, she was always hanging out around big doors. You know, so I could see that definitely being, you know, a thing for her.
Right. She loved to lounge on a door and not make room for others.
No, I think that's great. I think that's awesome to speculate on.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to bring our good friend James Cameron on.
Oh, yeah.
Ask him if he had any intention of that when he was making that movie, right?
I mean, he is very busy with Avatars 1 through 2 through 8 or whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's going to be many, many Avatar movies in the future. I'll believe it when I see it.
Right.
They've been talking about an Avatar sequel for, I think, 38 years now. But not to get too far away from that point. I think that's brilliant. I love that.
The time would work out.
Yeah.
The timing would work out, right?
Definitely. Definitely.
The age and everything. So yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. Evelyn Nesbit.
And if you want to check that episode out, if you haven't heard that, Evelyn Nesbit, Stanford White, and Harry Thaw. That's our 16th episode.
Nice.
So yeah, go back and check that one out because that's a wild story with lots of murder and trials and
mayhem.
The crime of the century.
Uh-huh.
In 1906.
I know. Yeah, they were like, it just started, but we know this is the biggest thing that's going to happen this 100 years.
Right.
Well, thanks for that letter, Heather. I had a good conversation with you. I like talking with you about clothes we wouldn't wear anymore.
There's so many. All right. It's time for King Maha, so I say we jump right into it.
Let's go.
Hey there, friends. Come listen well. Eli and Diana got some stories to tell. There's no matchmaking or romantic tips. It's just about ridiculous relationships. A lover might be any type of person at all. An abstract concept or a concrete wall. But if there's a story worth a second glance, we'll put it in our show, Ridiculous Romance.
A production of iHeartRadio.
Maha Wijiralongkorn is the oldest king to be crowned in Thailand.
Wow.
He was 66 at his coronation in 2019.
Jeez.
And that's because his father, Bhumibol Adulyadej, ruled for 70 years, which makes him the longest reigning monarch in the world, according to the BBC, who would know a little something about long reigning monarchs.
That's true. If anyone knows, it's the Brits.
And not that much is known about Maha. I mean, there's quite a few headlines and everything, but it's all kind of rumory and vague and reportedly and allegedly because of all these very strict
Les Majestés laws that they have in Thailand.
It makes it illegal to make fun of, denigrate, or threaten the royal family. And each infraction, each individual time that you insult or denigrate or threaten the family, can carry a sentence of 3 to 15 years in prison.
That's insane.
Yeah, they're very strict.
I mean, you think about like what it would be like to insult, the royal family of your country. I mean, can you imagine like if anybody ever said anything bad about Beyonce, like that could even happen. You know what?
What could you say?
I'm in favor of Les Majestés laws for Beyonce. If you say anything bad about our royal family, 3 to 5 years.
But I feel like there's some criticisms you could make of Jay-Z.
Well, that's fair. Yeah,
and
definitely.
I mean, I'm sure there are things.
Definitely.
How about this? Bey as well.
I mean, to
I
be
just
fair,
don't know what they are.
To be fair, I specifically said Les Majestés laws for Beyonce.
Oh,
not
well,
for the whole family.
Okay. Well, you just said the royal family after.
Yeah, Beyonce
so
is
like,
the royal family, right?
Her and her mom. You can't talk shit about Tina either.
Yeah. It's her, Keanu Reeves.
Right.
Who else can't you talk shit about? Steve from Blue's Clues.
Brendan Fraser,
yeah. And I'm going to go ahead and put Simu Liu in there.
Wow.
Just because we just saw. He's fresh. I don't know of anything bad he's done yet.
Just be careful is all I'm saying. I'm sure he's fine. I loved him in The Expanse.
So King Maha is particularly fond of enforcing the Les Majestés laws. The Thai government is currently trying a 16-year-old boy because he wore a tank top that looked a lot like a tank top that the king wears sometimes. And the tank top the kid was wearing had some unflattering words written on it. And we haven't been able to find out what those words are. But yeah, he's basically like, the king is like, hey, that's my tank top. That's the one I always wear. But yours says something stupid on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says like, I'm not with stupid. I am stupid.
Mm.
You know, and the king says, that's unacceptable. Lock him up.
16 years old for 15 years.
Uh-huh.
I mean, crazy.
So of all this, you know, speculative, rumory kind of stuff about King Maha, what we do know about him is very ridiculous.
Yes. Just a few facts off the top. He's one of the world's richest men. He was educated in Britain and Australia. He's a cycling enthusiast and a pilot. And he's been married 5 times.
Wow.
He spends most of his time outside of the country, primarily at a medical spa outside of Munich.
Ooh.
And he waited 3 years to be coronated because he wanted to give the country time to mourn his father, which I think he just was like, I don't feel like doing that right now.
Oh, shit. Dad's dead? Oh, man. Give me 3 years.
I only had 70 years to prepare.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Really caught me off guard there, Pops.
But I'm not ready. But anyway, so he was waiting because he thought it was like a mark of respect.
Sure, sure. That is respectable.
But when he was coronated, his party cost Thailand around 1 billion baht or $32 million in U.S. dollars.
So that's his like inauguration party, basically.
Right. That's the big speeches,
yeah.
I guess.
And I'm the king now.
Prostration.
I got a bunch of streamers and balloons, $32 million worth. Everybody come out and party with me. We got Beyonce. That was 30 of our $32 million.
Worth every cent. And yeah, I mean, you know, I guess he's their first monarch in 70 years.
That's
right?
True.
So that's a good excuse.
A reason to have a big party, yeah.
And we throw a big party every 4 years, so it's
true.
Like, who am I to say how much money you should spend? Yeah, and he has 7 children with 3 different women.
Wow.
So he's a busy guy.
Gets around. This guy made headlines in 2019 for marrying his 4th wife. She was a longtime partner and his bodyguard. Her name is General Sutita TJ. And this was a surprise ceremony that was only 3 days before his coronation. They'd been together for years, but the palace had never acknowledged their relationship officially. All of a sudden, he's like, oh, shit. I'm going to be king in 3 days. Quick. Let's get married now.
Give me a queen.
Yeah. She was a former flight attendant with Thai Airways, which is probably how they met, because King Maha would just fly Airbuses and Boeings, like for fun, I guess.
Like he airlines.
Yeah. I'll just, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking, and your king. If you want some peanuts, bow down before me. If you talk shit, you're gonna get tossed out the door.
If you have any complaints about the flight today, no, you don't.
Like, yeah, is anybody on these planes? Or is he just like flying them around?
Yeah, does he kick everyone off? Or does he...
He's just like joyriding a 737.
Or does he just like, you know what I feel like doing? I feel like flying today. And he just goes down to the airport and he kicks the pilot off.
Uh-huh.
And he's just flying regular ass people around. Wouldn't that be so weird if we were just on a flight to like New York or something and it came on and it was like, hey y'all, it's Bill Clinton. Something like that would be so weird. I'm gonna fly us today. I'm like, what?
You start hearing some saxophone coming from the cockpit. I gotta get off this plane.
I know, right? I'm like, ugh, it's too much of a party airline for me.
Oh my God. Talk about snakes on a plane. Am I right?
Oh, hey. True. I'm sick of them.
Then, only 2 months after his coronation, his marriage, he's got Queen Sutita sitting by his side, and he, in this ceremony, makes his girlfriend, Saninat Wongwajirapakdi, an official royal consort, which basically in Thailand just means kind of a second wife. And according to The Cut, he did it on his own birthday, July 28th. So like a little happy birthday me, I'm gonna give myself a second wife.
Right. Or was it a gift from Sutita?
Oh.
She's like, for your birthday, you can make your girlfriend your second wife. Fine.
That's a long-lasting present.
Yeah, right?
That's not like, we can do something freaky because it's your birthday. This is like, you can permanently have a consort.
Right. That's very true.
I don't know.
Now, apparently he did this because Saninat wanted to marry him and be queen herself. Big surprise.
Sure.
She was like, don't marry Sutita, marry me. I'll be the queen. I'll be great at it.
So they were like kind of together before he ever married Sutita.
Yeah, I think he has a number. He's hedging his bets. He's got a lot of ladies around. He's like, I don't know which one of you is going to interest me at any given time.
Speculation station. I'm going to marry the bodyguard so she doesn't sneak up behind me and snap my neck.
Oh my God, I had never thought of that, but that's probably exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the bodyguard's pissed. I'll marry the bodyguard. Now I'm safe forever. So anyway, so she wanted to be queen, and he's like, sorry, I'm making Satita my queen.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because of the bodyguard thing.
Right.
And he's like, but if he, I guess he thought it would make her feel better to be royal consort. Like, he's like, you'll be basically elevated in stature and kind of my second wife.
How's second place sound?
I don't think it sounded good to her.
Right.
She doesn't strike me as a second place kind of gal.
Mm.
And they apparently crashed the palace's website when they shared some official photos. Those official photos are always popular because there's so rarely a glimpse of palace life
for
people there that they're like, anything. Yeah. You know, it's a picture of a vase, they're going to want to see it.
Yeah.
But these pictures in particular were like not just formal portraits of the king and queen, like in nice dresses in front of like portraits of other kings and queens or whatever.
Not
like
that boring old.
Yeah. These were actually like some candid, like normal pictures, I guess.
Gram photos.
Yeah, they're for the gram.
Yeah.
And one of them was like Sunina in like this camouflage sports bra. She's flying a military plane.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Right. That is a pretty hot image.
Yep.
And she like broke the internet like Kim Kardashian.
But the royal consort thing just did not work. Not for Sunina, because she was dissatisfied with it. According to the South China News, she was found to be ungrateful and, quote, did everything she could to act as if she was equal to the queen and did not understand palace customs and showed disobedience to the king and queen and exploited her title by she'd give commands and say those were on the king's behalf. You know, she'd be like, she'd come in and be like, hey, you're supposed to give me a foot rub and make me a really nice dinner. And then you're supposed to go outside and slap yourself in the face.
Oh.
And that's from the king. He said so. So now you have to. And if you don't, it's 3 to 15 years in prison.
And slap yourself in the face. Yikes.
But wait, come back in here and do it in front of me because I want to watch.
That's from me.
Yeah. That one's for me.
That one's for me.
But from the king. So because of this, she was charged with plotting against the queen, and she was stripped of all her titles and honors until less than a year later, Maha just changed his mind, completely reinstated her, and said she was, quote, never a tarnished person. So basically it never happened.
Yeah, he was just like, strike that, reverse it.
Rules mean nothing.
Right.
Precedent is irrelevant. Whatever I want at any given day is happening. It already starts to sound like, what if a 10-year-old was king, you know?
Right. There's something about that. I think you see that empires over and over again is when they grow up a little too sheltered and coddled and rich, and they don't understand how the world really works for most people.
Yeah.
You get a bad leader out of that most of the time.
Yeah.
I think that's safe to say.
Right. I mean, look at Blue Ivy.
She's going to be a terrible president. But she's definitely going to be president.
She's going to be queen, excuse me.
No, you're right.
She will inherit the throne. There's no election.
I mean, true.
No, I don't know anything about Blue Ivy. I'm sure she's a lovely child.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm sure she is too.
I would say I hope she stays humble, but I don't think humility is big in the Beyonce.
I don't know if it's possible.
Family.
I don't know if it's possible.
And, you know, they have other qualities.
They're like, you don't have to be egotistical.
Yes.
Even though you know you're better than everybody, you can still be gracious. That's what's going on at their house. So, yeah, all of these shenanigans up in the palace were just really infuriating people in Thailand. Because he's just bouncing around doing all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
And causing drama. But they're also pretty mad at him for very good reasons. All throughout the pandemic, he rented an entire luxury hotel in the Bavarian Alps and holed up there with 20 women and his beloved poodle.
Oh.
So they were all like, oh, okay, so you're going to leave us here to deal with a virus that you're not dealing with and doing anything about, even though you're, you know, kind of the government and supposed to be doing that, handling that. You're just going to go hang out in Bavaria in a hotel that's supposed to be closed.
Right. And it wasn't even just the Thai people who were mad. The Germans were mad, too.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that was like, hotels are closed right now. You cannot do that. And they've got this guy who, just because he's a king of another country, he's allowed to just come in and buy, I guess, whatever he wants. because he's got
20 women. So yeah. That's definitely more than the 10 recommended by the CDC and WHO. And then he probably needed staff, right? To wait on him and all them.
Not to mention the poodle.
You know? 3 guys at least.
Oh, at least. Are you kidding me? That's on a stingy budget.
Man.
That poodle needs its own tea service.
Seriously. So, yeah, they're just like, you're so, like, out of touch and you're running away from your from our problems and not dealing with them and just thinking about yourself.
Germany did at the time basically say people were mad that you had this foreign dignitary ruling his own country from outside of it. They were like, that's not good. Like, we don't like that being here. And we also don't like that in general. Like, if you're going to rule your country, you better be there.
Right.
So they had a real problem with that. And the German government was like, look, he doesn't have to apply for a visa to come here. He can come hang out. But we're going to keep an eye on him, and with a wag their finger a little bit. And they're like, we're not quite so sure about this, sir.
Right. That's probably as harsh as they could get. Do you know
probably,
what I mean?
Probably, I guess.
It's like, first, on one hand, this is another dignitary.
Right.
You can't be too offensive.
Right.
I don't think they're worried about Thailand invading them or something. But like, you still don't want to be offensive, cause problems. And he's the richest man in the freaking world, apparently.
Yeah.
So he's spent a lot of money there. I'm sure they don't really want him to take it away.
Right.
But they're like, also, it's kind of fucked up. So we have to say that it's kind of fucked up. We're still going to take it.
Angela Merkel, like, takes the check and is like, I'm very disappointed in you. And she folds it up and puts it in her pocket.
And she looks in a mirror and goes, and I'm very disappointed in you.
Oh, no.
He finally returned to Thailand in October of 2020 amid, like, mass protests.
Right.
And demands for his ultra-royalist prime minister to resign. So it kind of came to a head and he had to go back home.
Yeah. Whenever he really pulled a Ted Cruz there, didn't he?
Yeah, right. He went straight to Cancun.
Yeah.
One Twitter user at Thai Politica said, quote, he steals from the Thai people, spending money senselessly in Germany while Thai hospitals ask for donations to buy medical equipment during COVID-19 pandemic. Disgraceful king, with an angry emoji and a hashtag that translates to why do we need a king, which started trending in Thailand in 2020, despite the 15-year prison sentence you could get for tweeting it.
Right.
So that's kind of the state of affairs that Ma was kicking up.
Yeah, I think that it's a good time for us to take a quick little break.
Yeah.
We'll come back with more about King Maha and his many wives.
And we're back. Welcome back, everyone.
So Thai politics have been chaotic for a while now. They became a constitutional monarchy in 1932. So the king is mostly a figurehead, right? He's kind of the moral and spiritual leader, or is supposed to be, while the prime minister runs the government, and then they have a Senate and a House. But many coups have disrupted their various governments over the intervening years. We read that they've had over 20 constitutions since 1932, so it's pretty volatile.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
what, less
20?
Than, yeah, that's 90 years, 20 constitutions. I mean, we're rocking over 250 now.
Right.
Almost.
I mean, there's amendments, but we didn't rewrite the whole document.
Scratch it. Oh, God, I sounded like such an idiot when I wrote this. That's like me and my old writings. Like, God, I was so dumb.
What was I thinking?
Start this over.
That's funny because one of our upcoming episodes is going to be about the guy who chose the wording for the Constitution of the United States. So
And it stuck.
Hang on for that.
We didn't have to rewrite nothing.
That's right. He was the head of the Committee of Style.
First screenplay I ever wrote, I found recently, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And I must have been like 12, maybe, when I wrote it, 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there is a character, or it might be multiple characters, but the line, get me the president, is said many times in this like disaster movie I was writing.
Get me the president.
I kind of want to see if I can do it as a comedy at this point.
That would be great.
It's real bad.
They get him for everything. Like, yeah. The tiniest decision.
Well, there was some aliens were causing tornadoes all over the world, and they built a sonic cannon to blow up the tornadoes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know.
That's a solution.
Get me the president.
Get me the president.
That screenplay is copyright Eli Banks, 1996. So if you want to steal that idea, you're going to have to go through me, or at least give me a little bit of money.
I had an idea for one where the aliens were invading and we discovered that they were allergic to weed, so everybody in the world had to go outside and spark it, so there was all this smoke in the sky.
Oh my God.
That was a fun time writing, but not something you would ever make.
Wait a minute. Oh my God, what was that?
We heard you guys talking about aliens being allergic to weed. Just wanted to make sure that you knew that was very not true. But if you want to smoke it and blow it in our faces just to be sure, we're totally fine with that.
Yeah, man, come through.
Guys, get out of here. This is not an episode about aliens. You gotta go. Sorry about that. All right, back to Thailand.
Yes. Okay. So they've had 20 constitutions. Crazy situation.
Right.
And since around 2008, there has been a pro-democracy movement in Thailand. They wear red shirts.
It's good. I guess they're not Star Trek fans.
Okay. I had the exact same thought. Like, I was like, do not choose a red shirt.
Wear the red shirts. We'll be here forever. No. Sorry. I like your passion, but...
Yeah, but... And they're often met with yellow shirts who are pro-monarchy at their protests. So they have like counter-protests with pro-monarchy yellow shirts.
It's a nice colorful event.
I like it.
Yeah.
Apparently yellow is a color that Maha and his father wore a lot.
So sure.
It's like that's very associated with the monarchy.
Gotcha.
And the diplomat says yellow shirts are often Thai elites and middle-class Thais who don't want uneducated rural people to be able to vote. So that's why they're like not into this pro-democracy thing.
Right.
They're like, everything's working out great for me, so I don't understand what the problem is. Meanwhile, more than 80% of the government's money is spent in Bangkok, in the capital.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And there's no investment in the provinces or the farmlands or anything outside of where all the rich people are.
Yeah.
And the diplomat said only like 10% of the money was invested outside the city until the pro-democracy protests started in 2008, 2009. And since then, it's risen to 25%, which is a lot more, but it's still not very much.
Yeah.
So they haven't really been getting as far as they want to get.
The red shirts called for the current prime minister, Prayut Chan-o-cha, to resign. He was the army general of Thailand and architect of the 2014 coup that put him into power. And the red shirts say he rigged the election to win again in 2019, according to Reuters. They also want the current constitution that Chan-o-cha and his government wrote to be rewritten. We're going for number 21 here. We want our constitution to be able to drink in America.
In America. I know why.
So they're going for number 21 because according to the New York Times, this current constitution weakens democracy because it allows for the Senate to be appointed instead of voted on. Usually, they're appointed from leading figures in business and society, and it also ensures military control over the government.
Mm-hmm.
So their protest signs say, resign, rewrite, reform. Just catchy. The three R's.
Succinct. I like it.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Reading, writing, resign, rewrite, reform. Arithmetic.
The six R's. Arithmetic.
And these guys, also the red shirts, they use the three-finger salute made popular by the Hunger Games.
Hey, look pop culture.
Yeah, coming in.
Coming in hot.
Yeah. There you go. Jennifer Lawrence having an international impact without even trying. She's great. She's a good actress.
She's pregnant, too, also.
Oh, congratulations, Jennifer Lawrence. Long time listener,
Jennifer Lawrence. Hope you're doing well. We've got all this pro-democracy stuff going on. Maha is kicking it in Bavaria when he should be at home.
Right.
So everyone's mad at him. They're all mad at him about Sunitna and Satita and all his ladies running around. Because, again, he's supposed to be the moral, spiritual leader of Thailand, and he is doing all this crazy shit. They're like, my mom would never let me do that.
Right.
So we talked a little about Saninat already, but I want to tell you more. She's 36 years old. She got her bachelor's degree in nursing, and she worked as a nurse at several army hospitals, and she completed military training in parachuting,
cool,
jungle warfare,
whoa,
royal bodyguarding. And she got a private pilot's license.
Damn.
And she was named Major General in 2019 when she was made Royal Consort. So I guess it kind of went hand in hand. It was sort of like at the same time you get both these titles.
Okay. So you're the Royal Consort and you are automatically the model of a modern Major General. Also in 2019, she was named Deputy Advisor of a prison reform initiative called Sharing Happiness and Doing Good with Heart with the Department of Corrections. It's better than Be Best.
You know? Okay, you got me there. I was going to say, the more flowery the name, the probably less the work they're doing.
Yes, definitely. But, that is...
I don't know.
What does this department do? I don't know. Just keep adding words until it sounds like something.
I was like, maybe in Thai... It's like an acronym.
Yeah.
Like in like our bills.
That's
sometimes
true,
they have
yeah.
these real convoluted titles so they can call it a Heroes or a Cares
right.
or whatever.
Right.
She was the first consort in Thailand in almost 100 years because previous monarchs were monogamous.
Oh.
Although it does have a bit of a tradition in Thailand. Consort is basically a second wife. We talked about that. It's modeled after the polygynous marriages, which is when a man marries more than one woman. Modeled after the polygynous marriages that served an important political function in old times Thailand, I guess.
Yeah.
Tamara Luz, who's a PhD professor of history and Asian studies at Cornell University, talked to Rolling Stone about Maha, and she was like, it usually served to the normal thing with consorts. You're trying to get some new settlements, some new territory. You get a consort. You get another wife.
Right, right? Okay.
Now you have ties to that place or that tribe
yeah.
or that village or whatever, and they're not going to come bothering you.
I married this lady from over here,
mm-hmm.
so now we're united. But you know what? Hey, I didn't forget about you guys. I'll take a woman from your neighborhood, too.
Yes.
And now we're all buddy-buddy.
Send me a woman.
I won't attack you because her family lives there. So all you have to do is keep paying me and I'll be I'll be a great king for you.
Right. Well, and South Asia is a really big place. So it makes sense.
Right.
You know,
right.
you can't just go conquering the whole place.
Yeah,
it's huge.
You take a representative
yeah.
wife.
Yes.
They weren't about like elected representatives for local areas yet. They were like, we'll send him one of our women.
Send in the wives. But Dr. Luz says that even if Maha was trying to argue that having a consort was part of this grand Thai tradition,
uh-huh.
he's not really doing that because she's not serving that particular function.
Right.
She's not bringing in any territory.
There was no unruled neighborhood
right.
that he had to bring into there.
Yeah, she's not doing anything diplomatic or you know, political. It's just like, I like this lady and I want to fuck her.
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Good for you, but that's not, you can't argue. She's just like, just want to be pedantic about it. No, that's not what it is.
And back in 2020, when she was stripped of all her titles because, you know, she was overdoing it. She was,
right.
you know, abusing her consort power or whatever. She disappeared for a year. And people thought that she was either dead or maybe in prison.
Like, that's crazy, though, you know, that people thought,
oh, yeah,
he would go that far.
Sure. But then on August 27th of 2020, at the Lao Yat Women's Correctional Prison, they closed the whole thing down to visitors for 2 days for what they said was a big cleaning day. Because they really had to get the baseboards. Like, we're going to
yeah.
dust the ceiling fans.
We're going to get the windows, even though no one's allowed to look out them.
Yeah. Scrub those bars. They said it was a big cleaning day, but King Wajir Longkorn's helicopter landed at the prison. And suddenly, Saninat was back. So it's mm-hmm. pretty clear that he went and picked her up from prison. Because after that, he restored all of her honors and everything. So
right.
it was like, it's all good now. So very obviously,
he just changed my mind.
I'm going to go pick up my second wife from prison real quick. You know what?
What a flip-flopper.
Water under the bridge, you know? I think we can both agree that this never happened. Right, honey?
Mm-hmm. Right? Although I do wonder, who wanted her back more?
Well,
Maha or Sutita?
Ooh.
Do you think Sutita was like, man, Sanina was really lifting a load around here?
She not only was she like, this guy's a lot to handle, so I could use a second wife,
mm-hmm.
but also like she was taking a lot of the heat, too.
True.
You know?
That's very true.
So, yeah, maybe so. Maybe she
maybe
had something to do with it. At least she has some insider perspective on all that prison reform she's supposed to do now.
That's so true. She's got an eyewitness. She's like, you know, I did think of several things I would have done. I would have liked to have been different when I was there.
Silk sheets.
You know? The food sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. They want a private chef for every cell. And
probably
then
not.
All the prison guards should have to slap themselves in the face every morning.
So Sutita, I don't know. She kind of strikes me as more quiet. She definitely is not as bold as Selena,
I think.
She's a little more reserved.
Mm-hmm.
She's 42 years old.
Okay.
She had been Maha's consort since 2014. And as the BBC phrased it, he decided to promote her to queen by marrying her in 2019.
Wow.
Right before his coronation.
How do you think that performance review went?
Right. He's like, you've been doing great
you're
work.
Great. Now you're my wife.
Oh, well, okay.
Is there a raise involved?
Yes.
Yes. The raise is your queen now.
She was placed as commander of Crown Prince Wajira Longhorn's household guard in August 2014, because he wasn't king yet, so he's crown prince. And she was romantically linked to him after his divorce from his third wife.
Okay.
In 2016, she was named commander of the Special Operations Unit of the King's Guard and made a general. And she also completed jungle warfare and other military courses. She was the first female officer to complete a nighttime parachuting course, according to the Bangkok Post.
Cool.
Which, again, it's the Bangkok Post. They have to be pretty complimentary.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
The queen. But, I mean, you can't just say she completed a course she didn't complete. So I think she really did do that.
Right, right. I mean, they could, but.
I guess so. But I think she really did.
It seems like she did, yeah.
They just like a military. He likes
I mean,
a
she was a bodyguard. Right?
Yeah,
she was a badass.
Right. She's like, yeah, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah. So that's a little intro to Sutita and Suninat. But he was married three times before that. So if we want to look at them, I say we hop in our time machine and we fly back in time to 1977 when he married his first wife.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Get your helmet on.
I'm ready.
I think we have to hold your breath. You have to cross left leg over the right, or we'll turn inside out.
Oh.
Here we go.
Searching for connection.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to 1977, Thailand. No, it's not that kind of 1977, so cut that music. We're in Thailand. And Maha Wajira Longhorn has met Princess Somsawali, and they marry. She is his first cousin. To clarify, that is his parents' sibling's child.
Yeah.
That's how close that relation is, but they got married when she was 19.
That's probably how they met.
How did y'all meet?
How did you meet?
Well, funny story. We just both happened to be at the same family reunion.
We bumped into each other.
Locked
family
eyes
events a lot.
From across the room.
Wow.
So they did have a child, only one. Her name is Princess Pacharakitiyafa, and she's currently a Thai diplomat. Somsawali is actually still a member of the royal family. She was given the title of the princess mother of the king's first grandchild when they divorced in 91. Mm-hmm. So figure she's, you know, the king's son's wife. Mm-hmm. They have a kid, they get divorced, and the king is like, you know, Maha's father is like, well, you know, you're the mother of my granddaughter. You know, we hang out all the time. You're always at family reunions. I'm not gonna kick you out. I'm gonna give you a title,
mm-hmm.
and you can still hang even though you guys divorced. My son's a real dick anyway, so you know, I like you better.
Maybe I know.
Maybe.
Right? She has been the leading force behind a lot of programs related to public health and social welfare, particularly AIDS and mother-to-newborn AIDS infections.
Oh, wow. That's a good cause.
It is a very good cause.
Yeah.
And that kind of caught my eye because there's this WikiLeaks cable report. And it was saying that Maha is rumored to have some kind of, quote, blood-related medical condition. Varying sources claim he is either HIV positive, has hepatitis C, is afflicted by a rare blood cancer, or some combination which leads him to require blood transfusions.
Oh.
And that's why he's so often at that medical spa in Germany, because he's actually getting treatments while he's there.
Oh, okay. So this is a speculation station out of Thailand.
Yeah, basically. Because again, you're not allowed to know anything about, I guess he wouldn't tell you that he's sick. He doesn't want anyone to know that. So
rumors abound and WikiLeaks is like, hey, here's what they're saying.
Yeah. And it just kind of caught my eye that she did a lot of work with AIDS and that maybe he might have rumored. And I mean, this cable, this WikiLeaks thing is from like 2009. So he would have had to have HIV for a very long time.
Okay. Yeah. If that's what
that's
prompted,
what
her,
prompted
to get
her
into
to get into
it.
So I'm not entirely sure. I don't think that I'm correct about that.
That's entirely possible now for someone to have HIV for many years. But if we're saying,
about the 90s.
Early 90s. Yeah. Less likely if he had it then.
Yeah.
But maybe he's very rich.
He is very rich.
And if he's getting as many blood transfusions as he wants. I don't know how the science of AIDS medicine works. That's for sure.
Well, anyway, so she got interested in that for whatever reason. That's just my own speculation station, I guess. And is doing a lot of good work in that area. So that's really good. That's a very good thing. And yeah, maybe they couldn't banish her because she's the niece of the queen. So she's like,
well, sure, yeah,
kind of already in the royal family.
Uh-huh. So it's like a lèse majesté paradox.
Yes, probably.
We can't banish you because the law says we have to respect you.
It's the snake eating itself.
Well, okay, but that was wife number one.
So not too bad. They were together for a good length of time.
Yeah.
They had a kid together. Seemed to be a pretty normal divorce. Nothing acrimonious about it. Just kind of a, maybe he was too young to know what he wanted in a wife at that point. I don't know. Or she was like, you know what? I don't want to be married to my cousin anymore. I'm good. But for whatever reason, they divorced in 91.
And she's totally chilling now.
And she's all good. She's fine.
Yeah, no problems there.
Doing great.
However, let's meet his second wife, Sarojini Wiwakarawangse.
Mm-hmm.
They were together from 1979 to 1996. Remember that Princess Somswali was married to him from 1977 to 1991.
This is a concurrent
relationship. Big overlap.
I mean, if the Venn diagram is basically two circles.
It started two years after his first marriage, and it ended 5 years after his first marriage. So she got a little more time in.
A little bit.
She was a Thai actress who performed in film and TV in 1978 until she announced her retirement in 79. Can't imagine why she retired. Maybe it's because she was dating the prince of Thailand.
He's like,
and didn't have to work anymore.
Yeah.
She gave him four sons and a daughter between August of 1979, when she was only 16 years old, BT dubs, and January of 1987. They were only married from 1994 to 1996. And then he accused her of cheating on him with a 60-year-old air marshal. That's 6-0. According to Reuters, he announced he was divorcing her in 1996 by covering the palace in posters of her, ordering her to be banished from Thailand for adultery, fraud, and abusing their daughter.
Wow.
That's a breakup right there.
It's messed up.
I've never been broken up with publicly, but I can't imagine doing anything where someone would get posters.
I mean,
printed.
The king is putting up posters. I mean, it's like a wanted poster at this point, don't you think? Like, how scary.
Terrifying. And then so ridiculously extreme.
Right, and then saying a bunch of shit that's probably not even true. Like, I don't know about... I don't know for sure, but it probably isn't.
The way he behaves, it seems kind of made up. He disowned all of those children.
Damn.
Goodbye, kids. Sorry, I don't like your mom anymore, so you're gone.
Ouch.
And she and her children fled, because obviously there's posters in the palace ordering my banishment. I would flee too. And she went to Britain first and then to the United States.
The WikiLeaks cable from 2009 says that his oldest son, Chudavadra, had lived in Florida for 10 years. And the rumor was he'd gotten his pilot license and started flying for Thai Airways just like dear old dad used to do. Maybe he was like, it's a great way to meet flight attendants. I know that. And apparently they had like a happy second family reunion together at some point.
Okay.
So they kind of have, they do have a relationship now, at least this oldest son has some kind of relationship with Maha. Yeah. But the palace had not acknowledged his presence at all. So it's no official government position mm-hmm. there or heir to the throne or anything like that. But mm-hmm. at least he's like, I know you're related to me, so I guess I'll be like halfway decent to you.
Right. Right. I could use a pilot.
And the daughter also went back to Thailand eventually.
Okay.
She got her bachelor's in design, and she presented her own fashion show. She actually designed a dress worn by the Thai entrant to the Miss Universe pageant.
Oh.
And a YouTuber was threatened with Les Majestés laws for calling the dress ugly.
Wow.
A YouTuber.
Man. We are definitely not going to be allowed to go to Thailand.
We're
going to
get a whole cease and desist letter for the whole country.
Oh, man. That's intense. I haven't seen the dress.
I haven't either, so maybe it is hideous. I don't know. But
well, and that's what's crazy to me is she was disowned mm-hmm. and is not acknowledged as being his child by the palace,
right.
And yet you still can't talk shit about her.
Right.
They're like, that still reflects badly on us. So hell no.
That's very true.
Wow.
Whew. Can you imagine going from a palace in Thailand to Florida? They both have a lot of bugs.
That's true, I guess. Wait, does Thailand have a lot of bugs? I guess it's,
well, it's
humid,
it's humid,
tropical
so
environment.
So I'm assuming they have a lot of bugs. I don't know that, I guess.
At this point, I just assume everywhere has a lot of bugs.
I know.
I'm going to move to Iceland.
We have a lot
I think
of bugs.
They don't have any bugs.
Yeah, Iceland don't have any bugs, right?
Yeah.
Hey, anyone listening in Iceland, please write in. Let us know if you have any bugs.
Let us know if you have any bugs and send us a couple of plane tickets. We'll be right there.
Yeah, we'd love to go.
If not, if you don't have bugs.
Right.
All right, we've got one more wife to get through here.
Right. So he's got Suom Sawali and Sarojini going on at the same time, basically.
Overlap. Yeah,
overlapping.
Big overlap. And then Sarojini booted.
Booted.
Chased away.
In 96.
In 96.
Fully exiled. Fled. He had a huge temper tantrum. Posters everywhere.
So rude.
I mean, insane. Like,
just cruel.
Just crazy.
So he takes some time off.
Yeah.
He has a little me time.
I'm sure he was still seeing somebody.
Oh, yeah. He was auditioning wives left
and
right.
He's like, maybe I won't get married this time.
I can take it easy for a second. Now we're going to jump forward in our little time machine here real quick. Quick, buckle up. Buckle up. You almost fell out of the time vortex there.
Oh, no. I'd have to hang out with Thor and Ragnarok.
Hey, there's no guarantee.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
So in 2001, he marries his third wife, Srirashmi Suwadi. And the cut says she was a former lady-in-waiting at the palace. So that is probably how they met.
I'm pretty certain.
Mm-hmm, bumped into each other in the
so
palace.
So how did you two meet? Well, she worked for me.
Well, I always wonder how a king meets people.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to be your first cousin, I guess. Or work at the palace or something. I don't know. Or she's an actress that you just randomly met. I don't know.
Well, you know, there's always actors hanging out at the White House and stuff, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
He was just like, she's pretty. Give me your phone number.
Well, it's one of those things where I always, you know, you look at the old movies and you're like, a king goes into the throne room and sits down on his throne and he listens to subjects all day.
That's it.
And that's it. And he's working very hard all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was hardly ever like that.
Not this king / crown prince. I don't think he did much of that at all. Listening to subjects doesn't seem to be a strong suit of his. I don't think he puts a lot of time of day into it.
He's like, I have subjects?
Nobody
told
me
about that.
I live in Germany.
I didn't sign up for this. I'm just supposed to be born into mass wealth and power. I don't have to worry about anybody. Yeah. Don't talk shit. Won't be no shit.
Right, exactly. You won't have any shit. That's it, right?
You don't have any shit, and you don't talk any shit, and I won't give you any shit, okay?
And I have all the other shit.
Yes.
Works out great.
It's a real shit show here.
Srirashmi sparked controversy in 2007 when more photos were leaked of this big party that they threw for their fluffy white poodle Fufu.
Oh, Fufu.
Srirashmi was hand-feeding the dog, wearing nothing but a G-string.
Hand-feeding the dog? Outrageous.
Outrageous.
You're going to give that dog very bad manners.
You know, it was probably this more... less the nudity and more the surrounding opulence
right.
that people were objecting to. They were like looking around their own house like, wait a minute.
Right. Right. If she'd been crate training the dog in a G-string in a normal house, nobody would have had a problem with it.
No big deal. What is it? A G-string.
Yeah.
I'm only assuming that Sri Rashmi is the one wearing the G-string. Maybe Fufu was the one with the G-string.
Well, that shouldn't spark any controversy. That should be a TikTok trend.
Adorable calendar.
Put your dog in a G-string. Yeah, apparently he fought with his mom a lot about these nude photos that came out.
That sounds relatable. That's relatable to me.
Which side of the fight was he on?
I know his mom's like, you got to boot this chick. She's got nude photos. And he's like, what? I like nude photos.
Yeah.
I love them. I took them.
What's the problem?
Who cares?
She's
hot and everybody knows it.
What's she supposed to wear while she's feeding the dog?
I guess that would be weirder if she's like on the floor hand feeding a dog in like a Gucci suit.
Right, yeah.
You think people would be like, wow, I can't even afford a Gucci suit, let alone lay on the floor in a Gucci suit.
So they divorced in 2014. And she now lives quietly in her hometown, which is outside of Bangkok. According to The Diplomat, she was offered about $6 million in compensation for the divorce. And she left her then 9-year-old son, Prince Diphankorn Ramajoti, in the sole care of the palace.
Well, that's nice. She got some money.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it sucks she had to leave her son behind.
Right,
that would be a wrench.
Right, right. But, you know, she's like, he's going to have a good life.
It's true.
He's going to grow up a prince.
Know, he's obviously a prince. He's called the prince, so he's the heir. So
yeah, and
he's got to stay there.
Yeah. And the palace was like, you know, we know this is hard. I hate for you to go. We'd love to watch you leave.
In a G-string.
Here's $6 million. So maybe King Maha didn't do so bad by her, but then...
Uh-oh.
But then, then again, he had a bunch of her relatives arrested for corruption and lèse majesté, including her own parents and her uncle and three brothers. They are still in prison right now.
Damn.
The diplomat suggests that he divorced her because he knew his father would die soon, so he was going to become king, and he said Thai elites would never prostrate in front of a former bar girl. So he was cleaning house, right, before he ascended the throne.
These class problems amongst these Thai elites. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to hang out. I'm going to marry this girl. I'm going to have a kid with her. And then, I just got a promotion, so this doesn't look good anymore. Bye. Also, I'm having your whole family arrested.
I'm like, I guess she got out unscathed, but her whole family suffered.
Which is like almost more torturous, I guess, is the idea. Like,
she just has to go after your family. Chill in Bangkok, outside Bangkok, like, not be mad about it.
So pretty brutal to go after your ex-wife's family on some sort of like whatever kind of petty bullshit kick. So that brings us to 2014 when he met Suthita, the woman he's married to today. And it also brings us to a commercial break. So we will be right back. And welcome back. We're here with King Maha Vajiralongkorn. We're here with him.
He's here.
He's here with us to talk about what a piece of shit he is.
To arrest us and take us to a Thai prison.
He's here with the Thai police. They've decided to haul us away.
And we're why don't you go back to your own country, man?
Right. They need you.
They're asking for you.
Uh-huh. They want to have a word.
Yeah, so it's 2014. He's met Suthita. She's his commander, and he's going to marry her right before his coronation.
Right, all that.
All that. He's going to have Saninat installed as his consort shortly after.
Oh, yeah.
All that weird prison shit's going to happen.
Right.
And so that takes us to December 2020, when more than 1,400 selfies of Saninat were leaked to the public. And a lot of these pictures were sexually explicit or intimate in nature.
Oh my goodness.
Some of them just look like your classic gram pictures.
Was she in a Instagram. G-string feeding a dog? I mean, this seems to happen a lot around here.
I know, right? He was like, you know what? That worked out so well the first time.
Oh, man.
It's believed by like Thai sources that probably pro-democracy activists did it as like a revenge porn thing, which is super gross.
That's not good.
That's not your problem. She is not your problem. Yeah. Maha is your problem.
Yeah. And no matter who your problem is, you don't break into their phone and release their private photos.
Right.
Right. It ain't your business.
Mm-hmm. It's gross.
Plenty to judge these people on.
Exactly. I mean, come on. That's very gross. But I guess it was meant to be like a statement about like, look at these pleasure loving, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Palace dwellers.
Opulent,
they don't
fancy
know anything
folks.
What's going on. Yeah. Yeah. And she's so like silly with all her little selfies, like she's somebody uh-huh. and she's not doing anything. Whatever. Uh-huh. Or some other sources said that they were thinking that it was Queen Sutita's supporters that did it because they were like, we don't want Sunina back in the palace causing a bunch of drama.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they're not entirely sure who leaked these photos, but it caused a whole rigmarole that they were leaked and that some of them were very sexy and risque. And
shock. It's just horrible. How dare anyone
have a
be
sexy
be proud
photo.
Of their body,
I know,
you know,
right?
Like whatever.
I mean, she's like a general in the army. She probably is
she
super hot.
Rockin' body, yeah.
I guess I'd like a picture of my body while it's hot. One day I'll be old. Anyway, so there's a big rigmarole, and Maha decides to solve the controversy, I guess, essentially, by crowning her the second queen in January 2021 as her birthday gift for her 36th birthday.
Oh, this'll fix everything. I'll just make you the queen.
Okay.
So he married her.
He married her. Yeah. She's now the second queen. I mean, she kind of technically, again, was his second wife already when she was consort. But now
right.
he's elevated her to the level of Sutita.
Yeah.
Which is what she had wanted when he stripped
but
her of all her
originally.
Titles and sent her to prison.
So everything has been working out pretty well for Sunina.
For Sunina. And that's why I want to pull in a speculation station and ask, did she leak her own nudes?
Uh-oh.
Because then she could be like, you know, Maha, if I were queen, no one could talk about my leaked photos because of all the, you know, les majesté laws. I just am saying that's just something that occurred to me today earlier. I'm going to just prostrate myself before you for a few minutes while I let that sink in.
Les majesté laws biting me in the ass again. Well, Satita's not going to like it, but I don't care what anybody thinks about anything ever, so
know,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, I'll make you queen.
Whose feelings matter? Mine and mine.
That's,
I don't know, but
pretty intense.
That would be a crazy thing to do, to leak your own nudes.
Yeah.
But I was also like, just the amount of photos, like, maybe it was like burying the lead a little bit.
Maybe. Maybe Maha did it himself, Speculation Station, to try and make her a second queen. Because also, when Maha's own sister, Princess Sirindhorn, questioned him about elevating her to the second queen, they got into an argument and he knocked her down and broke her ankles. His own fucking sister.
Jesus, he must have knocked her down some like stairs. How do you break both your ankles from being knocked
down?
Well,
what was she wearing? You know, was she wearing some crazy heels? You know,
maybe.
That might have done it or you know, whatever.
I'm just saying,
she
it must have been violent.
And at any rate, it was something he was very passionate about
mm-hmm.
and didn't want to be questioned about. So
right.
maybe he set it up.
I didn't think of that.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Spent a lot of time in Speculation Station on this episode.
Well, you have to because they won't tell
they
you
won't
anything.
They won't tell you anything. Isn't it interesting that like the most Speculation Station is the most recent story?
I know,
like a
right?
very modern story is the one we have to... I guess because the historians haven't written anything about it yet.
Yeah, I guess that's going to be true because, yeah, people are currently actively hiding things or keeping things secret or whatever.
Just wait until my full 90-minute Speculation Station about what's going on with Tilda Swinton. Because I got ideas.
Those are called fantasies, babe.
No, it's not. That's a very different 90-minute podcast.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know,
I mixed up
like,
your 90-minute podcast.
You know, she's 60?
Wow.
60, not 16. Although I'd believe either character she played.
Well, if that 60-year-old air marshal looked like Tilda Swinton, then I understand why Sarojini might have had an affair.
Wow. Well, that's pretty wild that this story is still going on today. I mean, since we researched this and we're recording it today, we've had to add stuff because this story's been, mm-hmm. you know, so fiery and intense over there for so long.
Yeah, they're still having a lot of protests.
Right.
Obviously, it's still a pandemic everywhere.
Oh, God.
I hate to say after the or during the pandemic, like it's over.
Oh, right. Yeah.
but of course, now they're in a deep recession, economic recession. Mm. The coronavirus put a huge toll on their tourism industry, obviously, which is a huge economic driver there.
And another huge burden on their tourism industry is that we're not going to be allowed to go.
I know, right? Y'all should really let us come over. We will spend some money.
Yeah, we don't have a lot, but we'll spend it all.
We will spend it. And it goes a long way, I have to say. So we would spend more than we expected.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope we get to go to Thailand one day.
Yes. I just see us, you know, going, having a great time, spending 4 or 5 days there, having an amazing time, and then just going to the airport to head home. And we like put our bags down, and then someone comes, taps us on the shoulders, like, "You need to come with us." Like, excuse me? But they say it, you know, in Thai, so we don't know what they're saying.
Right, really.
They just like lead us to a room. And then we're in a Thai prison for 3 to 15 years per infraction.
Right.
So
which,
for each time.
This whole episode.
We're gonna
be there for a long, long time.
No. Y'all, if we end up in a Thai prison, please contact the American government to get us out. I don't want to be that story, but I also don't want to be in a Thai prison or an American or any prison except
right, really.
Maybe a Swiss prison.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I think, yeah, they've got fancy IKEA furniture. And
I'm thinking a lot about Bridget Jones' Diary Edge of Reason because she goes to a Thai prison for a little period of time.
How is it?
From a misunderstanding. Not great, but she wins over all the inmates by singing all the words to Madonna's Essential Collection. So just remember that. If you're ever in a Thai prison, just sing Madonna's Essential Collection.
I know. I could do like a surgeon, the Weird Al version. I could at least sing that. Is that a good?
Like a surgeon.
And like I could sing the chorus to Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, by which I mean just the line, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. That's all I know.
You don't know Lucky Star?
Not
Holiday,
all the words.
Or Papa Don't Preach.
You know what? I could do, what is that? La Casa Bonita.
And when someone's yes, I think it's called La Casa Bonita.
I don't think it's Casa Bonita. It's that's the Mexican restaurant in Colorado.
No, La Isla Bonita.
La Isla
one.
Bonita, not La Casa Bonita.
You had me for a minute there. I was like, I think it is something Bonita. Casa Bonita. No, La Isla Bonita, yes.
Yes.
That's a real one.
anyway, I don't know the words to that either, clearly.
Obviously not. You're going to be in the Thai prison. They'll be like, what the fuck is Casa Bonita? And beat the shit out of you. Also, I will say that might be specifically for a women's prison. I'm not sure it would work in a men's prison.
Who knows? I would love to have a bunch of male Thai prison guards singing along to What Could I Do For Him? The Hamilton soundtrack.
That would probably work today. Honestly, Madonna is probably too dated. I'd have to go with something else.
Some Carly Rae or something, maybe.
I don't know what they listen to in Thailand. What do they like in Thailand?
The one thing we need to research before we go to Thailand is what to sing to the prison guards.
To make friends in the Thai prison.
Oh, man. Well, there's not much more to say about the King of Thailand because we got pretty much to today. They did recently, Parliament put through legislation to change election laws. And what they did was make it easier for big parties to get seats at the expense of small parties. We don't know enough about Thai politics to say whether that's good or bad, but I mean, since we spent most of our time in Speculation Station, I'll go ahead and say it sounds bad for the big, powerful parties to not let little parties do anything. Little parties are nuts.
It's
obviously.
True. That's so true. But cannot be overstated. It's so weird in our country because there's only ever two parties ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you ever, the other ones are just so toothless.
Right.
But you should have them, right?
It seems
you should have them.
Feels like
it feels like we should have them more.
Right.
So it feels strange to, I think it might be an anti-democratic move.
Right.
But it's true that we don't know for sure. So.
Yeah. Anytime
if you're in Thailand
like,
and you can tell us without getting in trouble with the law.
Right,
let us
right. Anytime you're like, the big guy needs more power over the little guy, I feel like that's rarely a good move.
It's true. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Unless, of course, like, the big guy is a normal guy and the little guy's a Nazi. Then, you know, yes, give him a big boot to stomp on him with. But.
Right.
Obviously. Well, that catches us up to present day Thailand and the mess of King Maha Vijiralongkorn and all of his many wives.
Yeah.
in varying states right now, like some of them exiled.
One of them's in Florida.
One of them's in Florida.
Right now.
Yeah. Maybe she's listening.
Maybe. If you are, all our best to you, ma'am.
Yes. And we are more than happy to do a corrections corner if you've got anything to say.
Right. If you'd like to come forward, since you're safe here in America.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would love to talk to you, Sarojini.
And of course, we'd love to hear from anybody. Yeah. Yeah. You guys can shoot us an email.
Of course.
romance@iheartmedia.com is the email address. You type that into the to bar of your email and it'll whatever you write will come to us.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Just for, if you guys need a little catch up on how to send an email.
How email works.
Yeah.
That's very helpful.
Yeah.
Very, very helpful. Or you can use social media, which are these very exciting new applications. I'm just kidding. Instagram, Twitter. I'm at Dynamite Boom.
I'm at, oh great, it's Eli.
The show is at Ridic Romance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this episode.
It sure is.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
We did it.
It's weird because it doesn't have this like, you know, we'll end with when they died. Usually it'll be like, then the second of these spouses died tragically. We told you how much to love them for the last 90 minutes.
I know, right?
And now here's how they died, miserable and alone.
Oh, God.
As we all will, you know.
Right. Or like, here's their legacy now after their death or whatever. But we don't know his legacy yet.
We certainly do not. We can only hope that it's as minimal as possible.
We'll try to keep up. We'll put a Google alert for Mahav Deer Longhorn and then we can try to update as if things change or something new
happens. They are a-changing over there.
They are doing shit. Yeah. So, anytime.
Well, thank you all for tuning in. We love having you.
Always.
And we'll have another exciting episode coming up later this week.
Until then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So long, friends. It's time to go. Thanks for listening to our show. Tell your friends, neighbors, uncles, and aunts to listen to our show, Ridiculous Romance.